So what's up, Pete? Man, your boy is back, man. It's been a day. Man, it just really made me think about the importance of, you know, keeping good people around you and how, you know, having toxic people can affect you. You know. So at the end of the day, you know, we are, you know, products of our surroundings. And, you know, when we decide to put, you know, particularly negative people in our circle, then that, you know, energy from them tends to leak, you know. And it's like, it's crazy, like, negative people, you can only hide it for so long, you know. It may not be as prominent when you first meet them, but, you know, the more and more time you spend around them, it'll be like, kind of like a leech, and it's just like every interaction is just like energy pull. And it's like, damn, like, what the fuck am I getting in return from this interaction, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, just from the day, just, you know, my day-to-day life, you know, I do talk to people, interact with people, but it just kind of reminded me of why, you know, I'm not, you know, trying to befriend and, you know, be in everyone's face, because at the end of the day, you know, that opens me up to a lot more, you know, negative, which it could open up to positive and vice versa, but, you know, it just, the state of, you know, America, the state of the world, and the state of the universe today is, like, a lot more negative than actual positive beings that I've noticed. And my thing is, it's like, you know, I'm just trying to minimize the collateral at this point in time in my life, because, you know, we all got personal situations that we're dealing with, but, you know, the best way to be able to get ahead or, you know, continue to grow, continue to progress, is to just minimize all the bullshit you got going on in your life. You know, if you don't have to deal with it or you don't want to deal with it, you can make that choice not to, and hey, why not? That'd be the smart option, you know? A lot of people say, you know, oh, you're afraid of conflict, you're afraid of this, you're afraid of that, but that's not necessarily the case. It's like, why bring conflict into your life through other people when it's not necessary? You know, it's not that you're afraid or you don't have courage to interact with people. It's just about being smart, man. You know, being smart is, you know, a lot of the time just minimizing a lot of the extra stuff that we do that is not necessarily conducive to our goals in the present. You know what I'm saying? Like, why would I go and, you know, do something and this hinders me from the thing I've been working on for the last, you know, month or 2 months or 2 weeks or, you know, 6 months? You know, that's just common sense. It's like, you know, but at the end of the day, it's not so common because we got a lot of stuff. Once again, we got a lot of things going on in our life. And sometimes it's hard for us as individuals to be able to just take a step back and just look at, you know, our own lives objectively, you know, because we're so consumed in what's going on around us that we don't even take the time to say, okay, how am I feeling today? How's A feeling today? You know, I think a lot of people don't really do that. Like that introspection, that, you know, meditative aspects of our lives, we don't really take the time. You know, so it's interesting, man. It's just interesting to think about it. That's just the nature and state of our society. I'm getting like getting goosebumps, man. Whenever I talk about something I care about, I get goosebumps, you know. Anyway, let me just tell you guys like how I, you know, some of the things I do daily to be able to take a step back and just look at the state of our life or my life. So every time I take a shower, that's the opportunity for me to just be able to reflect and just organize a lot of the things that I have to do and a lot of things that I've done. So I can take the things that I've done, for example, and like, okay, say, where was I effective in that moment? You know, how did I handle that situation the best that I could have? Or did I handle the situation the best that I could have? And, you know, and the vice versa, you know, moving forward is like, okay, you can organize and plan. Because, you know, like a man with a plan is oftentimes better than the man, you know, without the plan who can be perceived or he is perceived as quote unquote smarter. And that guy with the plan is like, man, he didn't already thought, you know, 5-10 steps ahead. That's a bad dude because he is premeditated. It's calculated. It's thoughtful. It's logical. It's insightful. So having that plan and just having that time to meditate and organize is just really important. That draws back to what I'm saying about, you know, just taking that time out to just look at our lives objectively. You know, like I always, the analogy that I always give myself or tell other people, you know, look at yourself like a third person, right? Someone you care about, and just look at yourself in the third person. You know, we always tell our friends, you know, take care of yourself. This person may not be good for you. you know, you're in this situation and the factors are affecting you, but at the same time, we never look at ourselves and look at our lives in the third person. Damn, you know, what has this person offered when I put forth X, Y, and Z to the table? And it's like, if you haven't reciprocated, you know, 50% or 60% or 70%, or really, it should be 100%, but that's idealistic. But if you haven't reciprocated, you know, a satisfying amount to you, then, you know, it's like, why am I dealing with this, you know? And it sounds harsh, you know, it does sound harsh, but at the end of the day, we got to take care of ourselves just like we tell other people to take care of ourselves, you know? And when you do it from a benevolent and self-loving perspective, then are you really wrong? Are you really a bad person? Because I think a lot of the times we keep, you know, these toxic people in our lives because we don't want to think of ourselves as being bad people, you know? I think, you know, our positive or our self-image has a lot to do with it, you know, that we don't want to be perceived in the outside world as bad people. At the end of the day, man, we got to take care of ourselves. And, like, that's a whole other topic. You know, I can talk about social pressure and, you know, how, you know, a lot of us get external validation and that, you know, it's detrimental to our growth and our actual success in this life. But once again, that's a whole other conversation. But wrapping that up, man, I really just want you guys to just take a step back. You know, if you don't listen to shit I said in this podcast, I want you to do this at the end. Take a step back, look at your life objectively, and say, is this good or is this bad for my life? And if possible, try to trim the fat. Cut out some of that bad. I know it's easier said than done, but at the end of the day, that's how we become better people. That's how we self-develop. That's how we get to that next step in our adulthood or our character or our, you know, what is it? Self-actualization. That's one of my, it used to be one of my favorite words, but that's how we get to that next level, is just evaluate and continuously to progress. You know what I'm saying? So, man, I want you guys to think about that. I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. I hope you guys are, you know, getting some type of value from this, man, because your boy, I'm just trying to put out content, man. I'm trying to put out things that are meaningful, and I know I got a lot to offer. And, man, I just hope you guys hear me and appreciate it, you know? And, man, anyway, yeah, hope you guys enjoy the podcast. I'm over here filming, you know. If you like the podcast, consider checking out the video content of the podcast. I'll post on Instagram and Facebook. Yeah, man, y'all let me know, man. Whatever y'all want to hear, any topics you guys want me to talk about, you know, shoot me a DM, shoot me an instant message on Facebook. And, you know, if you want to link up and, you know, we've had conversations, I know you, man, hey, let's do it, man. Let's make some content. Let's make some art. Yeah, anyway, man, you guys have a good one. Hope you guys enjoy.